Welcome to the Listening Post. I'm your listening host, Jesse Hardman. It's spring, and a lot of New Orleanians are headed to City Park, including the overgrown area that used to be a golf course before Hurricane Katrina.
Have a good day.
Now the City Park Board of Directors is on its way to restoring the 18 holes. The park has to raise its own money, and the golf course will charge a fee. But some people prefer the open space. Scott Howard is with a new group called NOLA Parks for All.
I know that from the park's point of view, this is going to be an incremental fundraiser. You know, on the other hand, a lot of people are very concerned about, you know, do we really need a third golf course? This is a beautiful wilderness area that's sprouted up over the last 7 years. Why can't we keep that?
3 years ago, another dispute led to the closing of the city's only skate park. But now there's a new city-approved spot, Parasite. It recently opened under the 610 overpass near Paris Avenue. Totally stoked! So we wanted to know how you spend time outdoors in New Orleans. Listening Post producer Kate Richardson just jogged into the studio.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Kate. How are those quads?
A little tight. So this week we asked people where they spend time outdoors in New Orleans and also what kind of parks they want to see. Here's some audio from our recording devices at Norman Mayer Library, Joe W. Brown Rec Center, Delgado Community College, and the skate park.
When I'm outside in New Orleans, I'm usually at City Park. I'm usually feeding the ducks or just watching the water.
I like going to the end of the world. I'm not sure if you're supposed to go there. Oh, and sometimes I play cards along the bayou too. The bayou's kind of nice.
Well, I spend a lot of time riding my bike through City Park. I'm a little disappointed that the park authority is turning a portion of the park now into a golf course.
When I'm outside, I like to sit and relax and watch the Mississippi River and the cruise ships go by.
We spend time outdoors by the park, and we could go to the lake and eat lunch and play and feed the bread to the ducks.
If I was to add a public park in a city, I would probably add it in Michoud for L'Age de l'Est because there is nothing out there for anybody where Six Flags used to be.
Probably a central city, like a good central city park.
I would add water parks.
I wouldn't build a single park. I would build a series, a network of greenways to connect parks.
I would love for more green space in my neighborhood, Gentilly Terrace.
I will build a public park downtown somewhere, but it will be full of security guards, probably old veterans. It will have lots of swings, a nice snowball stand, and a small area for kids to read, like a little library or something, for all the little ones who don't want to be outside.
And here's what we got over text message. I'd put a park in New Orleans East where the malls got washed out. Another person said, more pocket parks with a couple of trees, maybe a bench or two on Nora or Hanno-owned lots. Anytime a field is built for sports, people take it over with their dogs, so maybe there should be more dog parks. And finally, I would love to see a water-themed public park where kids could splash around in little pools and streams that were clean and safe.
What's your favorite park in the city, Kate?
I like Coterie Forest in City Park because it's got some secret swamps.
Well, you know, 26% of New Orleans' land is public park space, which is pretty good. Atlanta's only at 6%, according to a study by the Trust for Public Land. But it's not all about volume. The quality of the parks matters, too.
And we have a whole lot of parks that could stand to be better maintained.
That's Scott Howard again with NOLA Parks for All.
So we want to be careful as we talk about creating new space to make the most of what we already have.
Speaking of making the most of existing green spaces, we joined the New Orleans Recreation Development Commission's Young Birders Association for a walk. They met up at Joe W. Brown Park in New Orleans East for their monthly get-together.
No, it is not a mallard, it's a coot. Look at the bill of the coot. Oh, and there's your Canada goose you heard over there, Tara.
Grab your binoculars or your skateboard and get outside listening posters. And remember, join our project by texting the word hello to 504-303-4348. That's 504-303-4348. See you next time.